The lover laughs before she opens. Lucian's pages are doors fitted with hinges of mockery, and every hinge is greased with desire. I step in and the air grows bright as a coin. Freshly bitten Hermes is at the counter, weighing souls like figs, winking when the scale insists on comedy. Tickets for the moon, he says, or for the belly. I choose the latter, since bellies keep better time. A breeze with a barber's hand shaves the sea to a gleam. Our ship skips like a joke told by someone beautiful. Eros stands in the prow with a little bow that shoots questions instead of arrows. Each question enters skin and becomes warmth. On the third day, a wall of water rears up. A city of blue without windows. And the mouth inside it opens, exact and leisurely. We pass under the lintel of lip, and the world closes behind us with the courteous sound of a curtain drawn. Within, the whale is Lucian's theater, lit by lamps that burn on the oils of laughter. Streets of cartilage, piazzas of velvet, balconies of rib with lovers leaning. Vendors hawk salt figs and complicated kisses. Philosophers debate whether the tongue is a citizen or a foreign power. A courtesan with eyes the color of forgiveness sells me a sentence to wear around my neck. Menippus arrives barefoot, carrying insolence like a lantern. He asks for change for a drachma of truth. No one has any. We barter in blushes. Eros walks ahead and the town arranges itself. A fountain leaps from a gland and falls back as rain named by the citizens for various saints of appetite. The dialogue of the gods is performed on a stage of slick muscle. Zeus cannot keep a straight thunderbolt. Aphrodite swears by the seam of her thigh that she never promised constancy, only light hair as jealousy smokes like myrrh in the upper gallery. Charon sells programs and grins at anyone who thinks the river is elsewhere. We drink to him from cups cut out of baleen. The rims hum in the mouth like polite thunder. There is a market for lives, fresh careers. The auctioneer cries, philosopher barely used, tyrant with decorative remorse, poet with reliable hunger. The whale heaves and the bids rise with the floor. I try on a skeptic and find it fits like a glove made of mirrors. A cynic coughs and the cough is a sermon. Menippus buys a pair of wings secondhand and tells me later they work best when you stop deserving them. At dusk, the true history unrolls itself like silk. And from it slides the moon, a white theer boat with gardens in its wake. We watch soldiers of garlic battling soldiers of cheese. And the moon king adjudicating with a spoon. Eros sits beside me and breathes into my ear a promise made of temperature. The air thickens to kindness, brand new conjunctures sprout on the tongue. The whale's heart lifts under us like a drum we forgot we were lying upon. All philosophy condenses to a sentence that smells of skin and literacy. Night moves, ferrying gods to their trysts. Dialogues of courtesans begin in shadows as soft as Law's shoulder. Their laughter is scholarship. One tells how she charged extra when a client spoke in hexameters. Another says the sea taught her scansion better than any school. They ask me what I want, and I answer. To be read aloud by someone indifferent to my virtue. Approval arrives like a warm current around the knee.